for joining us. Sorry. Thank you for joining us and recognizing the importance of suicide awareness and mental illness.
We hope that you have enjoyed our week so far, and we hope that you attend our evening vigil at 7 o'clock tonight.
We honor those we lost today and pray for prevention in the future. During the service this morning, a chime will ring every 40 seconds as a reminder that a suicide is attempted worldwide every 40 seconds.
Thank you again for attending this morning, and we hope you enjoy today's service. Our opening hymn is in the Red Book, number 612, Healer of Our Every Ill. Please stand.
Let us pray. Lord God, you came into the world as one of us and suffered as we do. As we go through the trials of life, help us to realize that you are with us at all times and in all things, that we have no secrets from you, and that your loving grace enfolds us for eternity. In the security of your loving embrace, we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
My sisters and I dedicate ourselves to reducing the social stigma and spreading the word about suicide throughout the year. Stigma associated with mental illness often prevents people from getting the help that they may need. We know that suicide takes the lives of over 800,000 people worldwide every year, and we learn that the importance of being knowledgeable is a key piece in prevention. Travis Hess is just like us, trying to navigate life and help others to do so. Just like most of us, he has been touched by suicide. His experiences inspired him to become a modern-day Batman in order to help people understand why this could happen and how we can all make a difference. Please welcome Travis Hess.
Hello, hello, hello. Wonderful. Well, like my friend Imani said, my name is Travis Hess, and also, like she mentioned, I'm a huge Batman fan, bat freak, if you will, and I thought what better way to start off than with a little piece from a Batman comic book. There's a Batman graphic novel called Batman Year One, and towards the beginning of the book, Batman, or Bruce Wayne, he isn't Batman yet. He goes through the streets of Gotham City in a ski mask fighting crime. One night, he comes home to Wayne Manor badly beaten and bruised, almost to the point of dying. Beside him, there's a table. On the table is a bell. If he rings the bell, Alfred Pennyworth, his butler, will come save him, bandage the wounds, and Bruce Wayne will continue to live. But as he sits in the chair, he stares at a statue of his father, and he thinks that one failure means that everything he's done in his life was meaningless. Just then, a dark figure crashes through a window and lands on the statue of his father. Now, some of you may kind of already guess, or if there's any Batman fans in the room may know, it was a bat that crashed through the window and landed on his father. Something so small and somewhat insignificant to someone else might mean the world to someone else. Only then, after the bat crashes through the window, does Bruce Wayne reach for and ring the bell. So when Imani called me to do this, I was extremely nervous at first, and I thought to myself, can I talk 10 minutes about this stuff? I don't know. But then I thought to myself, if I could share something with Batman, it would be not his extreme wealth or any of the cool gadgets. It would be his ability to help someone. So then I told Imani, of course I'll do it. Like she said, I've been touched by suicide. My senior year of high school, one of my best friends, Frankie Michael Ring, took his own life on January 29th. And it was just, it was a hard thing to go through. But we can all move past hardships. Being a psychology major at St. Cloud State, I know that almost everyone, if not everyone, will go through at least one major episode of depression in their life. But like Bruce Wayne, we can all pull through it and become a hero. I'd like to talk about 3 points today. 1, understanding. 2, learning. And 3, the will to act and the courage to help. So while I was getting prepared for this, I messaged a high school idol of mine. His name is Jeff. And I said, Jeff, what would be something important to talk about today? And he said, Travis, there's a lot of things that are important. But if there's one thing that you could share, it'd be to share with the people at Gus Davis that it's so easy for someone in today's world to feel lonely and disconnected. We have Facebook, text messaging, Skype, FaceTime, so many things, technology at our fingertips, but that reduces the amount of time we have face-to-face with people. So I can understand why it's so easy for someone to feel lonely and disconnected from the world. So now I'm going to walk into the audience and people are going to get nervous. Because I have 2 questions. Sir, 1 question for you. Would you like to answer my next question?
Yes.
Yes, okay, he would. So if you could guess 1 genre of music that I listen to, what would you say it is?
Metal.
Oh my God. You ruined my speech, man. No, well, he was right. He was right. It's metal music. I was looking for something other than metal music, but you, sir, are too smart for me. But it just kind of shows that someone might know what's going on inside somebody else, but we may not know. You may see a prim and proper guy in a suit up here, but inside someone can be suffering. So it's just easy enough to close our eyes and imagine nothing is happening. But it takes true courage to open our eyes and see that someone's suffering, and we can understand that they're suffering because it's so easy to feel lonely and disconnected. So the second point, learning. It's not an exact science, but there are a few signs that show people could be suffering from depression or have thoughts of suicide. One of the first kind of signs of depression, someone might be withdrawn from activities that they enjoy. I love playing video games. I love playing softball and baseball. But if I would suddenly withdraw from that and just kind of put it to the side and stay in my room, that's a red flag. My friends and family could think, well, something's a bit off. If I withdraw from friends and family and totally disconnect myself from my circle of influence and help, it's another red flag. Another red flag that someone has kind of thoughts of suicide is they might verbalize it. They might theoretically talk about their plans of suicide, or they could just tell someone, well, you know, I was a bit depressed lately and I've been thinking about suicide. It's not a cry for help, or not a cry for attention. I want to urge that, because that's what some people thought about my friend Frankie. But it is a cry for help, and it needs to be taken seriously. Another sign, someone might, now I'm getting nervous, my heart's beating here. But another sign, someone might start giving away things that mean a lot to them, important things. I love video games, but if I'd go to my best friend and say, you know what, here, take my Xbox, I don't need it anymore, that might be a red flag. If someone's starting to like pay off debts, get their affairs in order, that's a red flag kind of saying, well, someone might be preparing for the worst. Something might happen to that person. Another sign is verbalizing thoughts like, I don't want to live in this world anymore, or I don't really have the drive to move on. That's another red flag saying that someone might have thoughts of suicide. So the third point, nerves. The will to act, the courage to help. When I was talking to my friend Jeff, he also said that it's important that we call each other, go face-to-face with each other, because we live in a society that's texting and Facebook. We need to cherish the time we have face-to-face with people. Call friends, call family, have a conversation for 20 minutes on the phone, and go out to lunch with them, because the smallest thing could mean something huge to someone else. We can all be like Batman in the fact that we can save someone. We don't need a suit of armor. We don't need gadgets. We don't need a fancy car. We just need to do a small favor for someone else, and that could mean the world to them. Oh, sorry, nerves. So, like I said, understanding. It's easy for people to feel lonely in the world. And I hope from what I've said, you've kind of learned some red flags that could help you spot someone in trouble. And also, you have the courage and the will to act and help them. Because like I said, the smallest thing can mean the world to someone else and possibly save their life. So I want to thank Tom Utow and the ladies of the sorority for bringing me here today. I want to thank Imani for thinking of me and calling me so I could have the opportunity to speak to you guys. And I want to thank Gus Davis, and thank you guys for being a great audience. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Travis, for your words today, and thank you to our TM sisters for all that you've done this week and certainly in this time together, and thinking about that bell chiming every 40 seconds throughout our time this morning to mark the reality that there's an attempted suicide worldwide every 40 seconds. I don't know about you, but I found myself sitting there just thinking about that human being's situation and being very mindful of that. I think the reality of that testifies to life's brokenness. We believe that life is God's good and precious gift to us, and yet life for some can be a torment at times. So as we go forward this day, we do so in solidarity with those who have been touched by suicide. We go forward in peace and faith, leaning on God's love and bearing one another's burdens, that all may know they are not alone and that there is nothing that can separate us from the love and source of life. Go forward in peace this day. Amen.